Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew helps us to understand the acrostic TULIP in this sermon preached on October 24th, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3, beginning with verse 9.
2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed, God-spoken, and is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I was brought up by teaching the Word of God. My father rebuked me when I did what is wrong, and corrected me and trained me in doing righteousness. So this is a church that preaches the gospel. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. No matter who preaches, we preach the word of God. A church that doesn't preach the word of God is synagogue of Satan. And we have a lot of churches that do not preach the gospel, that exists to entertain people how to make more money so the preachers can get more money. I'm not interested in more money. We were children of the devil, John 8:44. Now we are children of God. What a miracle. And so we are going to preach about TULIP Christians, Reformed Theology summarized. TULIP, T stands for total depravity. That is, we were children of the devil. All people except Jesus Christ were children of the devil. Adam's descendants are children of the devil. Whom you obey is your master. Adam and Eve obeyed the devil. So this is theology, sir. It is hard. You must know theology. Point number one, T stands for what? Total depravity. And we read, what shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, that is, understands God. No one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. Pastor's translation, garbage. What do you do with garbage? Throw it out. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers are on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing, cursing especially Jesus, and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace, the way of salvation, they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. This is total depravity. All people sin except Jesus Christ. What is the proof that Jesus never sinned? Resurrection. Point number two. U stands for unconditional election on the basis of grace. Few people, by the will of God, few people are chosen from all the damned people to be children of God. Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew. What does it mean? Foreknew. Foreloved. Who said that? Professor John Murray in the most famous Westminster Seminary. For those God foreknew, foreloved. When did God foreknow us? In eternity past. See, I don't worry, brother, because God is for us. Not yesterday, but in eternity past. For those God foreknew, that was the reason. Unconditional election means love, God's love. He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Do you know that we will be like Jesus, our oldest brother? Glorification will bring about this miracle. Just as it is written, Romans 9:13, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Both were sinners. Amazing grace. I don't understand election, but I glory in it. I was a child of the devil, but God chose few people to be children of God. Few are elect. When they hear the gospel, they believe the gospel. And they persevere to the end. Therefore, every person who walks away from the true church are damned, eternally damned. And here we preach the true gospel. Few churches are there worldwide where you can hear the true gospel. Number three, L stands for limited atonement. Limited to the elect. Few are elect. Matthew 7:13-14. Elect are people God the Father gave to the Son to make atonement. Limited atonement. Limited to the world? No. 1 John 5:19 says, We know we are children of God, and the whole world is controlled by the devil. So L stands for limited atonement. Atonement is limited to God's elect. Jesus taught this. John 17:2. For the Father granted Jesus authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him in eternity past. God the Father gave us to the Son to save us. We sinned and he died. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. John 17:6. Listen. I have revealed you, the Father, to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Jesus Christ became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. If you are not obedient to God, you are damned, eternally damned. This is true gospel, sir. They have what? Obeyed your word. The whole scripture is the word of God. John 17:9. I pray for them. What a blessing. Jesus Christ is praying for us. And the Father listens to his prayer. And he always prays in the will of God. If God is for us, who can be against us? I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. When did we become Father's possession? Eternity past. John 17:24. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, glorification, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. When did the Father choose us? Before creation in Jesus Christ. And we are given to him to redeem us, to do atoning sacrifice. Atonement is limited to the elect, not to the whole world. And we will tell you, election of those who receive eternal life, election of those who receive eternal damnation. Double election, sir. Elect are God's gift to the Son. Election took place before the creation of the world. Romans 9:13, double election. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Same father, same mother. All elect receive mercy and glory. Most sinners receive wrath and destruction. 25:46 of Matthew, those who receive eternal life and those who receive eternal punishment. Double election, sir. Election to hell and election to heaven. Make sure that you are elect to go to heaven. You are elect to receive eternal life. Now listen to double election. Romans 9:22-24. What if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction in hell, eternal hell? I don't understand eternal hell, but I believe it. What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? We are going to be glorified to dwell with God in new heaven and new earth forever. There is no tears, there is no sin, there is nothing but new heaven, new earth, utter happiness, fellowship with God. Make sure, I said, elect will believe in the gospel. And what if he did is to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, even us, oh, us, whom he also called effectually, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles. Romans 9:27, listen. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only a remnant will be saved. We are the remnant. We are saved. We are given eternal life. Hallelujah. Few are elect, the remnant. We may not make most money, but we have eternal life. I stands for irresistible grace. Oh, you can resist, but God wins. And he will touch your hip, and all of a sudden, Genesis 32:25, Jacob was fighting with God, and he touched the hip of Jacob, and all of a sudden, resistance is over, fight is over. Did you read that? I preached from it. Oh, you can resist, but God wins. I stands for irresistible grace. God's will be done. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul resisted. Paul says here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive what's a eternal life. We are blessed people, sir. Acts 1 through 9, listen carefully. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, so that if he found any, there belong to the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. I suppose to kill them. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. You can resist all you want. God wins. He fell to the ground. God arrested him and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. He replied, now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. The will of God will be done. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing, became blind. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything, fasting and praying. Jesus fasted 40 days. Oh, you can resist all you want. God's will be done.
Yes.
Acts 9:22-26. Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving Jesus is the Christ. His will be done. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple. Number 5, P stands for perseverance of the saints. Reformed theology, not stupid theology. And we are told we gain perseverance through sufferings. Romans 5, 3 and 4. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, plural, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. Sufferings, we don't like sufferings. Sufferings produce perseverance. Perseverance produce character. Character produce hope of the glory of God. Oh, what type of suffering? Let me read it to you. Saint Paul is saying, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and being exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. And 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Oh, you don't want suffering. It is going to come to you. I spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from the false brothers. I can share danger from the false brothers. They pretended they are elect. They became damned. They went out of this church where the gospel is preached. False brothers, I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have gone that. Without food. I have been cold and naked. Oh, you don't like sufferings? He doesn't ask you your permission. He gives you what is good. Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Christian life is a race, and you don't take heavy thing when you run. James 5:11. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. And you have heard of Job's perseverance. I said, tulip Christians. If you are a tulip Christian, rejoice. If you have not trusted in Jesus, trust him today. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Good soil people are regenerate people. They persevere in Christ's church, where the word is preached, producing fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. They are the elect to receive eternal life. They are the elect, and they are rich in good works of love. I am very rich, sir, and you are very rich. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, you chose some to receive eternal life and the world to receive eternal punishment. Help us to trust in Jesus Christ alone and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.